Now, as you'll have heard in the news bulletin, Irish-Palestinian man Zak Hania, who was trapped in Gaza since the outbreak of the war, has finally departed Rafah and crossed into Egypt. He will return to Ireland this weekend. His wife and their four sons escaped Gaza last November and have been campaigning to be reunited with him. When I spoke to Zak earlier, he gave me his reaction to finally reaching safety.
To be honest, I have mixed feelings, conflicting feelings, actually. I'm not really sure how I can feel. It's a hard experience in the last 7 months, and I went through a lot of things. I'm delighted that I thank God that I really survived. I really can't believe that I'm safe now and I survived this, but. It's a tough experience, very, very tough experience. I left a lot of loved ones as well behind. So that's hard thing to go through. But I'm looking forward to go to Dublin and see my family and my friends, to go back to my beloved country, Ireland.
Your wife and your four boys got out of Gaza through Rafah. I think it was last November. Why did it take you so long to be able to follow them?
I don't know. I applied with the Department of Foreign Affairs. The Israeli authorities, they prevented me. They didn't go. They didn't give me the go-ahead to leave. And they didn't give any explanations. And we were trying to find out, but we didn't get any answer. And the Department of Foreign Affairs was trying all that this time to get permission for me to leave, but it was difficult. The Israeli side was not cooperating. Finally, I thank God I made it out of Gaza. I am in Cairo now, and I'll be in Dublin tomorrow. Mm.
And what was it like in Rafah for those last several months? Were you in constant fear of your life? What were living conditions like? What's been the experience of those last few months?
Beyond imagination, like in the last 7 months, we lived constantly under the noises and the sounds of drones, fighter jets, bombardments, artillery shells. Those sounds are constant 24 hours. Can you imagine, like, you know, living for 7 months under all this fear and horror, and you're just hearing the bombs, and you don't know where the target is, and expecting you, like, you know, to be maybe the next target, and living this for 7 months, it's something very, very difficult and very tough, and it's very hard. It was a very hard experience. And I don't wish anybody to live in these conditions. And we were, besides, like, you know, the fear and the horror, we were trying to survive in terms of getting food and water. It's a daily struggle for people struggling daily to get their water. There is not enough clean water, and people taking their gallons and they going around to find somewhere to get some clean water for drinking, and some water, salty water, actually not clean, to wash. It was a luxury to have a shower. And people, like, you know, stayed, like, you know, a couple of weeks or even more to take a shower, because there wasn't enough water.
And tell me, Zak, were there times during those 7 months when you thought you'd never see your family again?
Yes. Yes, a few times, yeah. Even when they were here as well, we thought that we would not survive. But when we were in Gaza City in the north, it was difficult, and they were in Gaza. Thank God they survived and they left early. But I had to live all these months in Gaza, and many bombings, like everywhere, everywhere, constant. Day and night you hear bombings. One night in Rafah, I think maybe 2 months ago, they attacked Rafah at one night, and we hear all bombings everywhere, and it's very close, and we were hugging each other. I was staying with my nephews, and we thought they entered Rafah actually, and we thought we will not survive, and we were hugging each other just to get ready to, just in case if we die. And I hope that the war will stop very soon, because I'm very worried about my sisters, my cousins, my nephews, my nieces.
Zach, we'll be hoping for the very best for you and for your family, and they may be safe.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much.
And that was Zach Hania speaking to me earlier from Egypt after he managed to make it out of Gaza at the Rafah crossing. He'll be reunited with his family back home in Ireland this weekend.